love you, Lord. And I lift my voice.
Welcome to Time for Revival with Pastor Vivian McCalman of Healing and Miracle Church in Brooklyn, New York. For more information, call 347-365-4483 or email them at myjesusheals@outlook.com. Now, here's Pastor Vivian.
Praise the Lord, friends. I greet you in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, the Son of the Living God. Some people in the world may take offense of me saying Jesus Christ, the Son of the Living God. My friend, I did not coin or invent that statement. It came from God the Father himself. In Luke 1:35, we read where the angel Gabriel was speaking to Mary. In the English Standard Version, it reads, "And the angel said unto her, The Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you. Therefore, the child to be born will be called Holy, the Son of God." Amen and amen. Today, I want us to talk a bit about the gift of the working of miracles. We spoke about this topic before, but we are going to revisit it again today. Amen. Just before we get into that message, I want us to take some moments and pray for people who do not know Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior, as their Lord and Savior. Amen. In their neighborhoods. You know, we were all in the same boat until we received Jesus in our hearts. Never look down at the nose of anyone, even the worst of sinners, because without the precious blood of Jesus, we are just as filthy. Praying for the lost must be done continually because people's wills are involved and situations around them change continually. Revival and awakenings as a result of consistent and persistent praying. Amen. Please join me right now as I pray for the lost in this tri-state area and in your neighborhood. Father, in the name of Jesus, we pray for people who do not know you as their Lord and Savior in New York City and the tri-state area. We pray for the young and the old, rich and poor, that you will send laborers in their parts. Laborers in the form of members of the body of Christ. Laborers in the form of a radio broadcast or a television broadcast. Laborers in the form of family members. Laborers in the form of circumstances peculiar to their situation. We pray for people, Lord Jesus, under bondages and covenants of demons, and we declare their freedom by the precious blood of Jesus. We intercede demonic plans to destroy the souls of men and women. And we release the angels of God to help and assist them to the path of righteousness. In Jesus' name again. Amen. Yes, we are talking about the gift of the working of miracles. We are talking about getting the supernatural back into the body of Christ, back into the churches. Amen. We are revisiting this gift. We spoke about it several weeks ago. God wants the church to rise to the level he has called us. These are the days for the outpouring of the Holy Spirit. The Bible says it shall come to pass in the last day, says God, I will pour out of my Spirit upon all flesh. The outpouring of the Spirit is a normal standard for God in these times that we are living in. And as children of God, we are seated in heavenly places in Christ Jesus, and we are more than conquerors in his name. You know, that is more than being having nice services and a good time in church. It's time we put that behind us and get the power of God in. Amen. We have limited the Lord by substituting other things in the place of the power of the Holy Ghost. The power of the Holy Ghost is stronger than COVID-19, but we have left the Holy Ghost alone. So we are in shambles. I am not in any way speaking lightly of this situation, friends. I'm not taking this situation lightly. Nor am I telling one to be careless about it. But what I'm saying is time for us to draw near to God's presence by spending time in prayer and to let his glory fill our hearts and the gift of the Spirit to come alive among us. We have weapons. We have the gifts of the Spirit. And that is what I want us to talk about today, but in particular to remind you about the working of miracles. We have seen God's hands of deliverance working in this city. We have, amen, we need to be thankful, but the work is not over, and we need to be sensitive to what the Holy Spirit is saying now, amen. Just before Brother Kenneth E. again went to be with Jesus, I noticed that he was praying for the gifts of the Holy Spirit to come more into manifestation in the body of Christ. Amen. Those of us who have heard about Brother Higgin, he is a man that God has raised up from a deathbed, and he preached the word of God all his life and raised up so many mighty ministers all around the world. He has been a prophet of God. Amen. And in his prayer, as he was preparing to go with the Lord, he named the gifts of the Spirit he was praying about. They're the gifts of special faith, the gifts of healing, and the working of miracles. He's been praying that these greater gifts will come into manifestation in the body of Christ. Of course, he was not praying for these things for himself because he left and went to be with the Lord. But I believe his prophetic anointing saw what the body of Christ would need in this time. This is time for the body of Christ at large to rise, draw near to the Lord, and use the gifts of the Holy Ghost. When we stand before God, we'll have to give him an account for the gifts he placed in the body that we did not use. Amen. We have to come to grips with that. Amen. Don't let's try to do to our own skill and our ability. If we go to 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verses 1 to 11, it tells us about the gifts of the Spirit. We're going to use the English Standard Version. The Bible says, "Now concerning spiritual gift, brothers, I would not have you to be uninformed. You know that ye were pagans. You were led astray to mute idols, however you were led. If I want you to understand that no man speaking in the Spirit of God ever says Jesus is a curse, and no man can say Jesus is Lord except in the Holy Spirit. Now there are variety of gifts, but the same Spirit. And there are varieties of activities, but the same Lord. And there are varieties of activities." Let me read it again for you, please. It says in verse 4, "Now there are varieties of gifts, but the same Spirit. And there are varieties of service, but the same Lord." Verse 6 says, "And there are varieties of activities, but it's the same God who empowers them all in everyone." Yeah. Verse 7 says, "To each one is given a manifestation of the Spirit for the common good. For the one is given through the Spirit the utterance of wisdom, to another the utterance of knowledge according to the same Spirit." Verse 9, "To one or to another, faith by the same Spirit, to another gifts of healings, to another," amen, "to another gifts of healings by the same Spirit, to another the working of miracles, to another prophecy, to another the ability to distinguish between spirits, to another various kinds of tongues, and to another the interpretation of tongues." It says, "All these are empowered by the one and same Spirit who apportions to each one individually as he wills." There we see listed 9 gifts of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Of course, we know that Paul wrote this letter to the church at Corinth, and because it's in the Bible, it belongs to every child of God everywhere. So every child of God ought to at least pray that God will work in these gifts. Nothing wrong with desiring to see them operate where you are. Amen. When we look at the introduction to this topic in this chapter, we see that our Lord is not hiding anything from us. God wants us to understand his ways of doing things, his ways of working. Amen. In verse 1, the Holy Spirit says, "Concerning spiritual gifts, I do not want you to be ignorant or lacking in knowledge or uneducated about this matter." God wants his people to know about the spiritual gifts, to be able to define them, and to be able to use them. Amen. You will notice in the introduction of this chapter that the Father Son and Holy Spirit are working together for the operation of the gifts of the Holy Spirit in the body of Christ. Yes, the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit are working together. For example, verses 4 to 6 says, "No, there are varieties of gifts, but the same Spirit." There is the Spirit. "There are varieties of service, but the same Lord," the Lord Jesus Christ. "And there are varieties of activities, but the same God who empowers them in everyone." There is God the Father. Amen. Yes, the Holy Spirit, the Son of God, and the Father work together in these, in the operation of the gifts of the Spirit in the body of Christ. Put it this way, the Holy Spirit is at work on the plan that Jesus is managing, which come out of the heart of God the Father. Whoa. Let me say that again for you. The Holy Spirit at work with the gifts in the plan that Jesus is managing, which comes out of the heart of God the Father. Amen. Praise God. Brothers and sisters, serving Jesus is not a secret society. God is willing for all of his children to have access to the knowledge of the operation of the gifts of the Holy Spirit. The question is, how can we have access to the knowledge of the gift of the Holy Spirit? I have three suggestions. Number one, that we study what the Scripture says about it. Amen. Many Christians never spend time in 1 Corinthians chapter 12. Secondly, we must pray over this matter so that God can reveal it to us. This is so important because as we pray over this matter, especially in the Holy Ghost, great light will come into the churches. Thirdly, we must teach about it in the churches so that more knowledge of its importance can come to God's people. Amen. That there will be a greater desire for it. We want a greater desire for the spiritual gift. 1 Corinthians chapter 14, verse 1 says, we must desire spiritual gifts. Amen. Sometimes when ministers of God do not understand something clearly, what we do, we put it aside. But no, God is inviting us to search out these things. When this knowledge comes to God's people, they will desire, pray, and expect the gifts to operate, and greater will be this manifestation. We have to go after it. Amen. We see the nine gifts of the Holy Spirit mentioned in this chapter from verses 1 to 11. Each one of them is a study by itself, but today we are looking at the working of miracles. Why the working of miracles? Because I believe this gift of the working of miracles will continue to minister deliverance and keep the coronavirus out of the lives of those who believe. Look at verse 10 where it says, to another, the working of miracles. Amen. This another mean a member of the church or the body of Christ is given this working of miracles. What is the working of miracles? Or rather, what does the Bible call the working of miracles? In the simplest definition, the working of miracles or working of miracles are operations of God in which God suspends natural laws, amen, so that he can meet the need of people, solve a problem, or bring some deliverance. Yes, God suspending natural laws as he works through his people. He works through his people to meet a need, solve a problem, or bring some deliverance. There are four elements to this working of miracles. Number one, it's an operation of God. Number two, it suspends natural laws. Number three, it works through someone. Number four, it does something. It meets a need or it solves a problem. There are many examples of the working of miracles in the Bible. Amen. At the first church on the first service when the believers were moving into the temple in Acts chapter 3, we see where there is a recorded miracle of the restoration of a crippled man by Peter and John at the temple gate. Acts chapter 3. Amen. Reading from verse 1, the Bible says, now Peter and John went up together to the temple at the hour of prayer, being the ninth hour. And a certain man lame from his mother's womb was carried whom they laid guilty at the gate of the temple, which is called Beautiful, to ask alms of those who enter the temple. Who, seeing Peter and John about to go into the temple, asked for alms. And fixing his eyes on him with John, Peter said, "Look on us." So either man gave them his attention, expecting to receive something from them. Then Peter said, "Silver and gold I do not have, but what I have I do give you. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, rise up and walk." And he took him by his right hand and lifted him up, and immediately his feet and ankle bones received strength. So he, leaping up, stood and walked and entered with them into the temple, walking and leaping and praising God. Amen. The story of the healing of this crippled man. We can see four elements of this miracle in this story. One, it was an operation of God. God's power becoming real to those, amen, disciples, and also to the man who was there. Secondly, it suspend natural laws. This man was crippled from birth, out of shape, underdeveloped limbs and body parts. Laws of cell reproduction, growth, and development were suspended. Missing organs or withered limbs were recreated. Natural laws, of course, were suspended. Number three, it worked through someone. It worked through Peter and John. Yes, number four, it met a need. Give a man a chance to live normally after 40 years of suffering. Hallelujah. Our God can fix what is wrong as well as remove COVID-19 out of bodies of people. Yes, he can. I've prayed for a couple of people and see the Lord just do a mighty work in their lives. Amen. I'm not taking the place of your doctor. I'm not taking the place of your governor or mayor. To the people of God who know to flow in the Holy Ghost and who, those trusting God by faith, believe that the working of miracles can target disease and take it out of bodies in the mighty name of Jesus. That is what the working of miracles is there for, to put a thing, to take things out that should not be there. Amen. And this is not just for ourselves, but also for others who may need it in the mighty name of Jesus. Saints, let us pray that God will continue to work miracles, miracles, miracles in the body of people all over the city by targeting the coronavirus in the bodies of people and removing it. Let's pray that God's guidance will be continuing on those who are developing the vaccine, that it will be effective without any side effect. We can pray for that. That's right. Pray that the Lord will help the medical profession. Amen. In Luke 1:37, the Bible says, "With God, nothing shall be impossible." Amen. Join me and let's pray right now in the name of Jesus. Father, in the name of Jesus, I release your miracle working power to touch and deliver everyone who responds in faith in Jesus' name. Lord Jesus, I ask that the miracle working power of the Holy Spirit will target and remove the COVID-19 virus from bodies of people affected by it. Amen. In Psalms 107, your word says, "He sent his word and healed them and delivered them from all their destruction." Hallelujah. Lord Jesus, I pray that believers all over the United States will arise in the miracle working power of God and take authority over the virus in all the states. Lord, visit your people all over the states and show them the power they have, I pray in Jesus' name. I speak to the demons of death working with COVID-19. I command them to go to the bottom of the Atlantic Ocean and stay there in Jesus' name, for indeed it's not by might nor by power, but by my spirit, said the Lord. Church of Jesus Christ, body of Christ, we need to start preaching about the working of miracles and the gift of the Spirit. Yes, the nine gifts of the Spirit. They are in the Word of God, and God promised to do what he says. Those gifts have no expiration date. We have so many examples of the working of miracles in the Word of God. We see in Jesus' ministry in Luke chapter 9. We see in Paul's ministry in chapter 19 of Acts, the book of Acts, when Paul, the Bible says, God works special miracles by the hand of Paul. We see workings of miracles in the lives of Elijah. Throughout the Bible, we see God is a God of miracles. Amen. We must expect God to be the same yesterday, today, and forever. The Bible says Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. Yes, he is the same yesterday, today, and forever. For God's power to be made manifested in this world, it must come through the church, the body of Christ. We hold the key to the deliverance of people. Amen. Jesus told his disciples, go into all the world and preach the gospel. And then he tells us, these signs shall follow them that believe. Amen. We shall cast out devils, lay hands on the sick. Amen. We have got authority in Jesus' name to change the tide of things and not to follow the streams in Jesus' name. So encourage every child of God today to arise and take authority. Amen. Imagine what will happen all over the United States if a army of God's people arise and speak to COVID-19. Get up and speak to COVID-19 in the name of Jesus. Amen. We need all the saints to rise and speak the word of God and say, COVID-19, you get out of my state in the name of Jesus. Send it to the bottom of the Atlantic Ocean. Amen. Then Jesus cast the demon out of the man of Gadara. He sent them down into the deep. That's the reason why I'm sending them there. Those demons don't belong to our time. This destruction, mass destruction, is for the time of the tribulation, not our time. So send them out, those demons associated with COVID-19. Send them out in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. Hallelujah. Friend, I'm asking you to be a destiny partner with this radio ministry. A destiny partner makes a monthly contribution to keep this good word of God coming on the air. People have been saved, healed, and delivered by this outreach. Amen. And I encourage you to be a part of it. You may write us, amen, and give by mail, Cash App, or Zelle. Our mailing address is Healing and Miracle Church, 3519 Newkirk Avenue, Brooklyn, New York. Again, Healing and Miracle Church, 3519 Newkirk Avenue, Brooklyn, New York, 11203. You may call us by phone at 917-603-3634. You may download the Cash App and use it for giving to the church under the code Healing and Miracle. That is Healing and Miracle with no spaces in between. If you're using Zelle to give to the church, you may use the number 917-603-3634. You may email us at myjesusheals@outlook.com. That is myjesusheals@outlook.com. If you're not born again, put your hand in your heart and say, Lord Jesus, please forgive my sins. I receive you as my Lord and Savior, and God will come into your heart. You will experience Jesus if you're not born again for the first time. Keep your hand in your heart also if you're sick, any other form of sickness. Father, I speak against Satan, demons, evil spirits, and the powers of darkness. I command him to loose the people. You said in your word, he sent his word and healed them and delivered them from all their destruction. And I send healing to everyone responding in faith right now in the mighty name of Jesus. For it's not by might nor by power, but by my spirit, said the Lord. Amen. And your response must be, I receive it in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. You be free to be a partner with us. Amen. You may contact us at Healing and Miracle Church, 3519 Newkirk Avenue, Brooklyn, New York, 11203. You may call us by phone, 917-603-3634 or 347-365-4483. You may also email us at myjesusheals@outlook.com. Amen. Until the next broadcast, it's a great joy to be with you, sharing the word of God, and remind you that Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever, and he is a God of miracles. Be blessed in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen.
I love you, Lord.
Tune in every Tuesday night at 9:30 and Saturday morning at 10:30 for Time for Revival with Pastor Vivian McCalman from Healing and Miracle Church. Join them for Sunday morning services at 10:30 and Thursday evenings at 7:30 at 3519 Newkirk Avenue in Brooklyn, New York.
Email them at myjesusheals@outlook.com or call 917-603-3634 or 347-365-4483.